February, day 9. Just, well, I'm in a supermarket at the moment, but I'm going to be nipping into town shortly in order to look for a new tie, maybe a new shirt. Tomorrow night I'm going to Stoke Music Awards, and looking forward to that. But that's by the by. Today's topic is about being too honest. Is there such a thing as too honest? I don't think I've ever got into trouble by being too honest. This is more of a general thing. Generally, I have this knack when I'm out in, say, like Birmingham or Manchester or even around here, that if I can smell that somebody's been smoking weed, I have this, it's like an automatic reflex. I just point it out that I can smell it. So there's been more than one occasion where I get nudged and kicked by my friends for loudly going, "Can anyone smell weed?" And then they should nudge me to go, shut up. "No, but I can smell it." So that has been a problem before now, which is quite funny, really. How the people who have been smoking weed haven't just rounded on me to ask what my problem is, I don't know. I'm amazed that's never happened. Other than that, there's been one or two occasions where I used to write a blog quite regularly. I think was it on my MySpace? It might have been when I used to have a MySpace page. I used to write blog entries on there quite a lot, and would on occasion relate things that would be problematic. Just not thinking before writing, and inadvertently causing other people some bother. But they're quite personal instances, so I'm not really on the verge of sharing those. The other question going around with this really is there such a thing as being too honest? And I'm inclined to think yes. I think you can be, inverted commas, too honest. And it just varies, doesn't it, really? I think you've just got to use your common sense on whether something is worth saying or not. Because we all have varying opinions that we're all quite firm with, but I think we also sometimes need to recognise how those opinions might affect someone else, were they to be broadcast. But I guess there's no hard and fast rule about it. But that's tricky, isn't it? I'm not somebody who tells it like it is. I'm not someone who calls a spade. I'm more somebody who thinks about what a spade is, and then keeps that information to myself unless somebody asks for it. because people just want to exist. Some people just want a space in which to exist. And I'm not about to step into somebody's headspace to contest that. By and large, unless somebody appears to be asking for said feedback. I mean, I'm a very insular person in a lot of ways. I know that obviously isn't necessarily evident in my broadcasting things on social media, but hey. You know, like I say, there's things that I feel strongly about, but not to a massive degree. I'm quite prepared to say things that I believe in, but I think other people's feelings matter. I think what the value of what you might want to say needs to be measured against either the other person's desire to hear it or you know, sort of the bigger picture of the situation. Is it going to be helped by you putting your size 10s in? Who knows? Yeah. But I think sometimes it's easy to associate being honest with being cruel, or being cruel to be kind, and I don't know. Again, being cruel to be kind is another kettle of fish. And what applies in one situation might not apply to another. I think it's important to think before you speak. On most things, you know. I mean, you see it on Facebook now. Lots of people. And I've been guilty of this myself. Lots of people sort of sharing images on Facebook and other social media where an image has been produced that fits to a certain person's worldview without actually thinking about what they're sharing. You know, is the caption that goes with the photograph accurate? Has it just been manipulated to reinforce a point of view? And I think if you don't know the answers to those questions, then the best thing to do is to not share the images. Because you see a lot of people sharing images now of soldiers in World War II or refugees in World War II, and that sometimes the message is really derogatory or dismissive of the plight of an entire race of people. And it's really easy to share an image with a caption in it. It's a lot harder to actually look behind the image and figure out A, what the post says, but B, who made the post? Where's the Facebook group that's promoting whatever idea it is? Because there's a lot of people on the internet these days trying to hide their racism. Don't know if you noticed. And it's really important to be mindful of where these things are coming from and who's posting them, because they're posting these things under the guise of being inverted commas honest. They're sharing these in the guise of being honest when they're actually just being racist. And I don't have a lot of truck with that, so there we go. I think this has talked about honesty in general more than my own, but I hope it's been food for thought, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to it, and see you on day 10.